Shalom Aleichem. I would like to share with you some Divrei Torah when I get to Parshas Pekudeh and Mechudesh Dikei Pnei Yeshua, the last Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Brachos. And when I shared this Pnei Yeshua with some of Choshev Talmidei Chachamim, they were astonished with this Chiddush that Pnei Yeshua is Mechadesh. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Pekudeh, U'betzalo ben Uri ben Chur, Lemati Yehuda, also as kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Rashi's medayik from the pasuk that lechur the pasuk should have said also as kol asher tziva Moshe oiso or tziva oiso Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Bezalel constantly and telling him what he needs to accomplish. So zok Rashi asher tziva oiso Moshe en ksiv kan ela kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Afilu devarim shelo amar lo rabo hiskim odaito lemashen emar lo Moshe b'Sinai. Even the pieces of information, even the commands that Moshe Rabbeinu did not command him, things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell him, he was mechaven to what Ribbono Shel Olam had commanded to Moshe. Ki Moshe tzivo leBetzalel la'asos techila kelim v'achagach mishkan. Rashi brings from Chazal the Gemara in Brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu told Betzalel to first make the kelim and then make the Mishkan. Omar lo Betzalel. Betzalel responded to Moshe. To Moshe Rabbeinu, mina goylam lasas techila bayis. The Derech Eretz requires that we should first make a bayis. V'yachekach mesim kelim v'soicha. And afterwards, put the kelim in it. Omar lo, Moshe Rabbeinu says, indeed, kach shomati mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem actually told me. Omar lo Moshe, betzel kel ha'iso, ki bevada kach tzivo li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishonim, Tosfos in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hey, asks a kasha that it seems from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded that he should build the Mishkan and the Kelim in a certain order. Where did we find this? This is a question that is bothering the Tosfos. It seems that Rashi is also bothered with this question. And Tosfos is Mechadish, and Rashi is masking to this, that in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, Es Oel Moed, Ves Ha'oron, Lo'edus, Ves Ha'kaparis, Asher Olof, and the rest of the Kelim. First, the Pasuk mentions Oel Moed, which is a reference to Yerius HaMishkan, Yerius HaIzim, the oil, and then the Oron, and then the rest of the Kelim. So Taisus and Rashi hold for a double Pasuk. This is where the Gemara got it from. Where Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is Mechadish this Chiddush, Rav Shmuel Nachmeni got it from this Pasha. Pasha's Kisisa says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel that he should build the Mishkan, first Oel Moed and then the Oren. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mehapech the Seder. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Holach Moshe V'Hofach. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Bezalel V'Hofach. It seems intentionally Moshe Rabbeinu was Mehapech HaDvarim, Mehapech the Seder, V'Amalo, Ase Oren V'Kelim U'Mishkan. So this is what Tosfos and Rashi assume. Rashi is moisif that in the Parshas Truma, where we find that the Aron was mentioned first, and Yerius Ha'el, Mishkan was mentioned last, that is not necessarily where Moshe spoke to Bezalel. Rather, that is another order that we have in the Asiyas Hadvarim, not necessarily the order that it was supposed to be in the Asiyah of the Mishkan. Perhaps to gather money for the donations for the Asiyah of the Kelim, but not the order in the Asiyah of the Kelim themselves. The Pnei Yeshua wants to disagree with this Tosfos. Pnei Yeshua is not masking that is mevuar in this psukim, that it has to be a seder in the Asiyas HaMishkan, first the oil and then the kelim. Pnei Yeshua, in fact, points out that it's a stira. In Parshas Truma, there's one seder. In Parshas Kisisa, there's a different seder. And Pnei Yeshua, therefore, says that be'emes, Ribbono Shel Olam did not say to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should build the kelim, build the Mishkan, in a specific order. Not like the Tosfos. Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, that Ribbono Shel Olam thought that Moshe and Bezalel will figure it out on their own. And Pnei Yeshua wants to say that really perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was misupak about this. He thought that there's one Seder in Parshas Truma, another Seder in Parshas Kisisa. Maybe this is doime to what Rashi says from Chazal, that sometimes Aaron was mentioned before Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned before Aaron, to show that they're both equal, they're both chashuv. So here also, all the Kelim HaMishkan are chashuv. The oil, the Aron, the Kapiris, they're all chashuv. Avada, the tachlis of the Mishkan was Hashras HaShchina, the Aron, the Kapiris. But mitzad the Asiya, they're equal. There's no order. There's no Seder HaDvarim in Asiyasa. However, Bezalel was oimed on the emes, and he was oimed on the svara for what Chazal said. There's a din called Malim Bekodesh Ve'en Moridin. Zok ben Yeshua, Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu that Epsher mitzad hanogos derech eretz, we should first build the Mishkan and then build the Kelim. Zok ben Yeshua, he really held Alibu de emes mitzad halacha. We must first build the Mishkan and then the Aron. Why? Because Malim Bekodesh. However, he didn't want to say that straight to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok ben Yeshua, another chiddush. He was noeg with derech eretz. He didn't want to be meira halacha b'fnei rabo. And he basically said, a different reason. A tam als derech eretz, als minig b'nei adam. And then later on, Moshe Rabbeinu was masking to him, and he was in fact moide that there's a din of Malim Bekodesh v'en moridim. I would like to share with you some of my horrors on this Mechudesh de Kippin Yeshua. As I said, the Lashon of the Gemara is that when Moshe went to Bezalel, Holach Moshe v'hofach. It's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu intentionally changed the order. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So Bishlam Alifi Taisves, there was a Seder. That's Pashas Kisiso. And then Moshe Rabbeinu switched the order intentionally, and then Bezalel explained to him that perhaps we should do otherwise. But l'fifin Yeshua, it's very difficult to explain the Lashon of the Gemara. Holach Moshe v'hofach l'fifin Yeshua means unintentionally, but the Lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like that. I found that the Shita Mekubetzes in at the end of Masechta Brachas says that you could say Bederech Efshar that really Moshe Rabbeinu was testing Bezalel. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to test Bezalel to see if he's actually nismali with the Ruach, that he could actually carry the duties that he was basically called on for. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu basically switched the order intentionally as it's mashmak in Lashon of the Gemara, and Bezalel was oimed on the emes. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Betzal kel ha'isa, you're mechavim to the emes. And in fact, it was clear to Moshe Rabbeinu that he was nismal with the Ruach Chochma. Getting back to the kashas that we have, that we should ask on this Pnei Yeshua. This chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, that Betzal did not want to be meira halach b'fnei rabo, is not so poshut. Being meira halach b'fnei rabo is when a person paskins a shayla that was asked from his Rebbe, and is disrespectful that he is taking the space of his Rebbe. The Gemara says in Brachas that Chana brought Shmuel to work in the Beis HaMikdash as she had promised. Eli was the Kohen Gadol, and Eli asked for a Kohen to shech the Korban. Shmuel saw that time is passing and they're still waiting for a Kohen. It's very strange that they didn't have Kohen available to do the Shechita as Eli wanted it. For some reason, Eli himself didn't want to shecht it. So Shmuel was a little child. He said, Shechita kesher bazar. Eli was upset, and Eli wanted him killed. Misabi the Shemaim, because he was Meir Halach, Meir Halach b'fnei Rab. So that's an example of Meir Halach b'fnei Rab, because he's clearly disagreeing with the psak of his Rebbe, the psak that his Rebbe had told other people, and he's arguing with that. Now, the Gemara does say in the Sugya of Hochiach Tocheach that a person who sees his Rebbe makes a mistake should respectfully approach his Rebbe and ask him, B'derech She'ela, could it be this is what you taught us? Maybe this is what you taught us? And this is, in fact, the Lashon of the Gemara in Masechta the Brachas. Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shema kach omar l'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is what Yerushalayim has told you. Maybe this is mamish the lashon that a person has to say to his Rebbe. There is no problem of moir halach b'fnei rabu. There is another problem. The etzam chiddush of the Bnei Yisrael is also, we could ask many ha'aris on. Three ha'aris. Bnei Yisrael wants to be mechadish that the din of malam b'kodesh is a svara pshuta, and Ribbono Shel Olam knew that Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu will figure it out. The Gemara in Menachos, that Tzadi Tess, tells us that we learn malam b'kodesh ve'en moridin from two mekayrus. Malim b'kodesh, the Gemara says, we learned specifically from Machtus of Kairach v'Adosa. When they brought the Keteres, Esh Zora, even though the Pasuk calls them at Chatoim ben Afshoisam, but the Pasuk says that Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take the Machtus, the Osu Oisam, Riki Epachim, Tzipul HaMizbeach, they were clay Tashmish Shel Kedusha, but now they should actually become part of the Guf HaKedusha of the Mizbeach. It's a pasuk. It's a gezeras hakosuv, not a svara pshuta. Primigodim in Siman Membeis and Arachaim is actually mesupak. Whether the din of malam b'kodesh bichlal is a din d'orais or not. I was mesupak if I should mention Tshuvas Menchas Lazar in Siman Aleph in Chelik Aleph Siman Chav Ches actually concludes that it's a din d'rabbanan and it's an asmachta. So Pnei Yeshua holds that it's a svar pshuta. The psukim is an asmachta. And Menchas Lazar holds, no, it's not pasha at all that it's a din d'oraisa. It seems that the psukim are mamash an asmachta. The whole thing is a din d'rabbanan. But the biggest kasha that we could ask on this Pnei Yeshua is that lo motzinu, that there is such a din of malim b'kodesh v'chiyah gavna. We don't find that this din of malim b'kodesh except when you have a dover echad, when you have one chefza, or you could have a gavra, and the Torah says that this chefza has to be nis'ale, mamish, doime to the makar hadvarim, which is the machtus of the kairach v'adosel. The Mishnah in Masechta Megillah, chafeh mud beis, you sell the rechava shel ir, you buy beis hakineses, or teva, you sell the matpachas, you buy sfarim, you sell sfarim, you buy sefer Torah. You always mis'ale b'kedusha, the most have to always spend for something which is more kodesh than what they were sold for. We find the Chiyai Gavna, the Gemara says in Menachos, that you're not allowed to make Tefillin Shel Roish into Tefillin Shel Yah. Tefillin Shel Roish is more Kadosh. It's a Cheftza of Kedusha that is more Kadosh. You're not allowed to change it to a lower Kedusha. We find by Gavra, Malim B'Kodesh, Velomo reading. If you have a Nasi, the Gemara in Brachas, Rav Lozman Azayah became a Nasi, when the Yemur of a Gamliah from his Nasius, the way he mistreated Rav Yeshua. And then, when they appointed Rav Yeshua, when Rav Yeshua asked Mechila from Gamliel, they wanted to put Rav Gamliel back in charge, and they needed to remove Rav Lozman Azariah. The Shaila was that maybe they can't do that. Malim b'kodesh ve'en moridin. He already became a Nasi. We find that in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, when you have a Kohen Gadol who became Tomeh, and the Sigan took over. As we all know, that there was supposed to be a Kohen prepared in case Kohen Gadol becomes Tomeh, and if the Sigan took over, there's a Shaila, what are we going to do with him after Yom Kippur? He was doing the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we going to do with him? Malim b'kodesh ve'en moridin. But it's about a Chefza and a Gavra. We never find that in the process of doing things, we have to be Malim b'kodesh ve'en moridin. Oh, maybe you could ask me from the Gemara in Shabbos, Malim b'kodesh ve'en moridin, the Svar Beis Hillel. When it comes to Chanukah, we have to be Malik u'Moisif. That is Guf Echad. That is Dover Echad. The Halakas HaMenoira, the Mice of Halakas HaMenoira, the Neiros have to be Mis'ale every day and day. You have to be Malim B'Kodesh. The Menoira has to be Mis'ale, and that's Guf Echad also. However, I have to admit that we have one place in Shulchan Aruch that Shulchan Aruch actually says, Ke'ein, the Svara of Bnei Yeshua. Lefita Bnei Yeshua should come at Halakha, which no one is knowing. If you need to buy two items, one of them is more Kaddish than the other one, you should first purchase the item that is not so Kaddish, and then the item that is more Kaddish. For instance, a person needs to buy himself a talis and a tefillin. You're mechuyav to buy talis first, which is less Kaddish, it's just tashmish a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, cheftza shel mitzvah, and then tefillin, which is a Kaddish. Tashmish a kedusha. You have to be going with it if you're not using it. Lo matzinu, such a halacha. But we do find in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch says that every Yid is obligated to put on talis first and then tefillin. And Shulchan Aruch says, because of Malim Bekaidish. So this Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying the Svara, similar to the Svara of Yeshua, that in the Seder Hadvarim, when a person is Isaac in doing something, in the order of doing things, you still have to keep this concept, this Svara, this Yisoid of Malim Bekaidish. However, even this Shulchan Aruch is not so pashut. You have the Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch, and the Shagasari and Simchav Ches, I believe, ask a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. And they say that this Shulchan Aruch is against Beferish Mishnah and Zvachim. The Mishnah and Zvachim, Daf Petes Amud Aleph, talks about Todir, Vishonu Todir, Todir Koidem. Then the Mishnah after that says that Kol HaMekudosh, Koidem L'Chaveir. Mishnah gives an example. Kol Mekudosh Machaveir, Kol Meschaveir. For example, Dam Chatus is Mechaper, Kodem Dam Oilo, and other examples. So Frecht, Shagazai, Frecht, Yad Ephraim. Where do we find this musag that you have to chaperain dover that is not kadosh and then dover which is kadosh so that you do malim bekadosh? If it's anything, it says in the Mishnah of Akir. It says that kolam kadosh mechaveru kolam mechaveru. And this is lechayr shver on the Shulchan Aruch, and it's shver just as much on the Pin Yeshua. It seems that Pin Yeshua addresses this in Masechta Megillah. I don't want to be ma'arich. But there's another Pin Yeshua in Masechta Megillah, which is a little bit of a stira to this Pin Yeshua at the end of Masechta Brachos. Pin Yeshua in Megillah, Daf Chav Vav, Bav warns this Ha'ara, and he thinks that he has a marker for this Yisoid of Malim Bekodesh Ven Muridim. But Akul Panim, all these Ha'aras, Lachar, could be a Yishu for Taisvis. Why Taisvis did not want to learn, did not want to learn the Sugya of the Shakotari between Moshe Rabbeinu and Betzalel, the way Pin Yeshua is suggesting it, rather is saying pshat that the Pashas Kisisa is where Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu how the order should be, and Lefi Shittu Mikubay says Moshe Rabbeinu Bekavona was Mahapech Dvarim to actually test Betzal. I would like to misayim with the Divrei Chizuk. This concept of Malim Bekodesh when we're reading could actually be Nogia to Chayi Yehudi every day and day. The Biur Halacha in that Simen Chafei in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillin wants to be Miyash of the Kasha of the Shagasari and Yad Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Mishnah is Mashma that Kol Mikudosh Mechaviro should be Koidem. So what's the Pshat that the Talis comes first? So the Biur Halacha says, first of all, the Dogon Mervava says that there really other reasons why Talis should come first. Because it's Tadir, because Chazal said that Mitzvah Tzitzit Shikula can get Kol HaMitzvahs. But Zog the Biur Halacha Teretz. Zog the Biur Halacha, I read you the Lashon. Malim Bekoidesh Al Ho'odom Koi. Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person. Shetzorich leilech midargo ledargo ulis alus bekidusha. Kim mischase bitchila es atzmi bekisu shel mitzvah, but al yidei tefillin hu mekashe es atzmi bekisha hayichud vehakidusha. So zogt der Chofetz Chaim, this is really the kavon of Shulchan Aruch. And Odom, this chefza that I said, it really has to be misale day in, day out. First, talis, then tefillin, in order to actually finalize the aliyah. The Gra in Mishlei, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chof Dalet, actually says it's also for a person not to be misale every day and day. The pasuk says Orachaim Lemalo Lemaskil Leman Sur Mishol Mata. The Gra is masbir that a person who's not misale every day, he's in the danger of falling in the Shol Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, the pasuk is saying, Orachaim, the way of life is lemala, that a person should always want to go be misale, should always be Isaac in being misale. And Dr. Gra, leman surm shol, so that he should stay away from the Shol Chas V'Shalom. And this is basically the life of a Yehudi. From the first thing that we do in the morning, talis, and then tefillin, to be mekadesh yourselves, to be misale. And hopefully that remains the focus for every person, that throughout the day, that is supposed to be the mahalach of the yom. Orach chaim lemalo lemaskil. Have a good Shabbos and hatzlacha rabbah.